Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October the 4th, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Joshua Jones reporting. The company expects to secure their single operating certificate on November the 10th, 2011. When this happens, United's recurrent emergency training program will effectively be eliminated and replaced by Continental's continuous qualifications training. As a result, there will be significant changes to the typical scheduling plan for a recurrent in November. November recurrent classroom schedules will be limited to only the first 9 days of November and will be conducted at all TK centers. In the month of November only, flight attendants from JFK in Boston will attend recurrent in Denver. For scheduling purposes, these changes of location will require an additional night's layover in Denver. Flight attendants from all other domiciles will continue to attend recurrent at their regular assigned training locations during both the October and November scheduled months. Flight attendants are encouraged to bid to attend training during their assigned training months. If your training month is November, you are encouraged to consider attending recurrent in October, as there may be a larger selection of class dates remaining from which to choose, and it is anticipated that this will provide you with an increased number of scheduling options. Please contact the flight attendant support team for assistance in scheduling an open seat in October, if available. Your AFA-MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee has expressed concern over the timing of this notification because it was not provided in sufficient time to allow flight attendants within October training month to prepare for and attend training in September. We will continue to work with the company to try and assist in making the transition as smooth as we can for flight attendants. As part of the changes to our past travel benefits, United is providing all employees with the ability to choose to receive a one-time deposit of 25,000 miles into a new or existing Mileage Plus or OnePass account. All active employees who are employed by the company and receiving a paycheck between September the 13th, 2011 and December the 31st, 2011 are eligible to receive these miles and may request them through All About Me link on the Flying Together webpage, and then selecting the Frequent Flyer Mile Award link. Please keep in mind that the Internal Revenue Service considers these taxable income, and if you choose to participate in receiving these miles, imputed income will be added to your earnings and you will be taxed accordingly. The company estimates that approximately $250 will be added to your income and will result in about $77 in federal taxes, plus any applicable state and local taxes withheld from your paycheck. If you're interested in participating in this volunteer option, you will have until December the 31st, 2011 to request your miles. Beginning on October the 5th, 2011, bulletin number 4 will be available in all domiciles system-wide. Management has stated that this will be the final bulletin before the issue of our new flight attendant operations manual. This bulletin will include a number of time-sensitive policies and procedure changes and clarifications that take effect on the effective date of the bulletin, October the 14th, 2011. Please be sure to take the time to thoroughly review, insert, and record bulletin number 4 into your FAOM before October the 14th, 2011 effective date. AB reserve letters for 2012 are now available and posted in your domicile. AB reserve letters for 2012 will become effective with the February 2012 bid month, which begins on January the 31st, 2012. Your reserve letter will remain in effect through January 2013 bid month. Please be aware of these changes when bidding for 2012 vacations and see the article on our website which has information about special information to take into account when bidding. Flight attendants accepting a transfer prior to September 23, 2011 and effective before December the 30th, 2011 will be listed in the new domicile. Per our collective bargaining agreement, section 10, page 80, the AB rotation letters are effective for the following months. A or B letters refer to your month on reserve. A or the odd number months are January, March, May, July, September, and November. B or the even number months are February, April, June, August, October, and December. Flight attendants have already begun the search for someone interested in trading for the other 2012 reserve letter. As a reminder, reserve letter trades can be posted on the automatic trade board using post-trade function in Unimatic. Once posted, reserve letter trades can be viewed by using the trade board function in Unimatic. Requests for reserve letters trades must be submitted using DISC*27871. The processing of 2012 reserve letter trades will begin once 2012 vacation allocation and reserve letters are loaded into the VacBid screen, prior to the opening of vacation bids on October the 29th. More information on vacation bidding may be found on our website. Last Friday, we exchanged with United Management the parties' respective 12 major issues to be discussed and negotiated during our expedited mediation process. As we continue to prepare for our first expedited mediation session on October the 10th through 14th, 2011, this was the last major step before we begin. We are optimistic and excited by the opportunity this process affords our community of flight attendants. Our ability to negotiate is directly related to the support of you standing firmly behind us at the table. We create the opportunity through negotiations. You provide the power to make it happen through our solidarity. We have information regarding the expedited mediation process available on our website in the expedited mediation section. For the most current negotiations information, you may sign up for the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network by going to our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.